Jimmy Allen.
Patricia Duncombe cleared of the charge of stealing the Ling Fu jewels and the real culprit under arrest, Jimmy Allen and Speed Robertson take off for the next hop in the international air race. Back in the cabin of the great airliner, the faithful Flash Lewis and the young American girl ride as passengers. The flight from Canton to Nanking, capital of the Chinese Republic, is the longest lap of the entire race. But when the boys leave the field, they are happy and confident of winning because of the 9-minute lead they have on their closest rival, the Russian pilot, Ivan. As they thunder along on the course, Speed thinks he hears sounds of a disturbance back in the cabin. Investigating, he finds to his horror that Patricia is lying on the floor unconscious, and Flash, unable to explain what has happened, slumps to the floor. Becoming alarmed, Jimmy leaves the controls and goes back to the cabin just in time to see Speed being overcome by the same mysterious malady. Before the young pilot can do anything, he too lapses into unconsciousness. We now go to the cabin of the big plane as it whips through the sky, unguided by human hands, its pilot and crew helpless.
All right.
Oh,
do? Where are we, Jim? What's that building?
The engine. We're flying.
Flying? Oh, sure.
We're always flying, Jimmy. We're
always flying. Oh, look, my head will be clear up.
There. You're all right now. Air is what you need.
Yeah. Yeah, that's better. Oh, that air feels wonderful. I'm all right now. What happened, kid?
Are you really all right?
Oh, yeah, everything's okay. Don't worry about me.
Well, here. Help me get another window open.
Oh, great Scott. There's Patricia and Flash on the floor.
Yeah. What? Let's open these windows so they can get some air.
All right, Jim. There we are.
Now, help me with Flash. Get him over here.
Yeah. Tomorrow. Come on, Flash. Move him up this way.
Yeah.
That's it.
There. He's coming, too.
My head. I feel terrible. Awful. Where am I?
You'll be all right, Flash. Just get some of this good air into your lungs.
Ah, that's better. My head feels like a great wall of China fell on it. Hey, did we crack up?
No, we're flying. We're in the race.
Oh, yeah. The race.
Can you stand up now, Flash?
Yeah, I'm all right. Just, let me get a little more of this air.
Okay. Come on, Speed. Let's help Patricia over this window here.
Yeah, that's what's up. She's coming around all right.
What's the matter, boy? Is the airplane full?
No. You're all right. Come on. We'll help you over to this window.
My head feels so funny.
Come along now. You'll be all right. Here, get this air.
There. That's the girl. There you are. You feel better now?
Oh, that air's wonderful. I'm so sorry. I must have fainted. Where are we now?
Why, we're... Great God. Where are we anyway, Jim?
Why, Gia. I don't know, Steve.
Hey, who's flying the ship?
Quick, up to the cockpit.
Come on. The ship must be flying itself.
Well, blow me down. The cockpit's empty.
It's the autopilot. Oh, it's steady as a rock.
Well, thank heavens for that. It saved our lives.
Oh, gosh, that's wonderful.
How are you feeling now, Patricia?
Not better. Was I ill, Mom?
Why, we all passed out, Patricia.
I'll say we did. Well, what happened to us?
Oh, it must have been a poison of some kind.
You mean something we ate?
No, it couldn't have been anything like that.
Maybe it was carbon monoxide gas.
It's possible. There's no way for the exhaust fumes to get into the cabin.
Well, it must have been gas of some sort.
But when I came back to the cabin, there were no signs of a gas. I couldn't smell or see anything.
Well, it must have been some powerful gas that was colorless and odorless. Look here, Flash. Huh? You feel all right now?
Well, my head aches a little, but since I got a lung full of this fresh air, everything happy.
That's the stuff. All right. Make a search of this cabin. Every inch of it. Jimmy and I have to go up and look after the ship.
Why, we don't even know where we are.
I'll help Flash.
Don't overlook a thing. Somehow or other, a powerful gas got into this cabin and knocked us all out. Now it's up to you to find out how it got in here.
Don't worry. I'll find something.
Okay. Come on, Steve. Let's find out where we are.
We don't know how lucky we are, Jim. That stuff might have killed us.
And think what would have happened if we didn't have this autopilot.
It saved our lives. That little black box saved this ship from being piled up in a heap.
And saved us from being in the middle of that heap.
Wonderful. I can't get over it. But where in the world are we?
Say, how long have we been up in the air?
Let's see. Great Scott, kid. 2 hours and 10 minutes ago, we left Canton.
Oh, we should have been over Nanking in 2 hours.
Right. We must have passed right over it.
Look, what's that river off to the east? Must be the Yangtze.
No, it couldn't be. Here, why don't I take a look at this map? Chumpin Kenny. That's not the Yangtze at all. That's the Grand Canal that runs up to Tianjin.
But where's the Yangtze? We should have flown over it for the last 100 miles before we got to Nanking.
Turn around quick, kid. We've overshot our goal. Nanking is south of us.
Oh, gosh, you're right. We've gone further than we should have.
Yeah, we're losing a lot of valuable time.
Well, I guess we can't kick. We're lucky to be alive. Now we're headed south. Nanking should be right ahead of us.
Oh, this autopilot's a marvelous thing. It's held the ship right on the course. We must have flown over the field at Nanking. Well, they're still after us, Jim. But what a way to get rid of it.
The ship might have cracked up and no one would ever know what happened. I tell you, Steve, this auto...
Look, there's Nanking dead ahead of us. And there's the field. Cover nose down.
I see it. Right you are.
Well, they haven't put us out of the race. thanks to this autopilot. And that we've lost some valuable time.
Too much. Ah, this is going to hurt. And look, there's that big Russian job on the line.
Yeah, and the rock bus is right next to us. Ah, this is tough, kid. Just when we had this race with a bag, see?
We've got to catch the guy that pulled this trick on us. It was the last thing we ever do.
Take on that. We're not leaving China until we find out who's behind all this crooked work.
Right you are. Yeah, there's a big crowd out there. And look at all the Chinese army ships.
Yeah. Shoot her across the line, kid. Oh, boy, this is a heartbreaker. Coming in last. Here we go. Okay, swing her around and land. I'll get the wheels to flap.
Are they down?
Yeah, go ahead. Cut your engine.
I'll bring her in right next to the National Airways hangar.
Yeah, we've got our own guard around the ship.
Oh, gosh, I'm afraid it's too late now. The damage has already been done.
Even if we were faster than the Russians, we couldn't make up much time on the short hop from here to Shanghai. It's only 155 miles.
Of all the confounded luck. It just looks as though it was never intended we win this race.
Well, set her down.
I'll taxi you right up to our hangar.
I guess they wonder what happened to us.
Had we better say anything about it?
No, not a word, kid. Just as soon as we get clear of the official welcome, I want to report this to the police officials.
Let them make an investigation, eh?
That's the idea. But in the meanwhile, let's say nothing about it. Okay, this is far enough.
Well, let's climb out and get the bad news. Oh, gosh, look at that clock. 2 hours and 12 minutes on this hop.
Flash, did you find anything?
I just found a little metal box. I was bringing it up to you.
A little metal box, huh?
What?
Well, keep it hidden. I'll pick it up in a little while. But in the meantime, say nothing about what happened.
How do you feel now, Patricia?
I'm a lot better now, thanks.
Well, that's good. Let's climb out and meet the officials.
Right.
Come on, Patricia. Watch your step, Patricia.
Uh-oh. Here comes our friend, the Russian.
Remember now, Jimmy. Not a word about what happened to us.
Well, well, my friend. You got lost. Your eyesight's not good.
Yeah, I went to sleep on this lap.
That is most unfortunate. I am surprised the great Americans get lost. Now we'll see who wins the race.
Tragedy was averted by modern science in the form of the ingenious automatic pilot. But it appears that this contemptible act will cost the boys victory in the race. Will the gloating Russian win after all? Be with us for the finish of the International Air Race.
This program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.